This is 7AD, 7BU. Will Braid's written a book. Many of you know Will from footy, NWFA, and also hockey and many other things around the coast. How are you going, mate?
Good, Darren. How are you, mate?
I didn't know you were an author, though.
Oh, look, I dabble in many, many things.
This is the first one?
First kid's book, or first book in general, really, to be published, yeah.
How exciting.
Oh, it's amazing. I can't put into words exactly how excited I was when I got that call to say, yes, it's going to happen.
It's called Murray and the Seagull. Murray's a budgie.
Yep.
He goes on an adventure, meets a seagull, and without giving away the ending, we're going to read a bit of the book, the first sort of half of the book, really.
Yep, yep.
It's aimed at 3 to 7 year olds.
Yeah, kids 3 to 7, the early readers. So it's bright, it's colourful, the words aren't too big and confusing.
Yeah.
It's better than the, well, I think it is, better than the ball is red as a way to learn how to read. You know, you're reading something fun and engaging.
All right, well, let's have a go. It's called Murray and the Seagull. So I'll start. Murray the Budgie, gold and blue.
Went out for a flap and met someone new.
But a bird caught his eye. He looked like he was in trouble.
So the budgie went down to help on the double.
Murray wondered, what can I do? This poor fella needs me to help him get food.
We might leave it there.
Well, it's only a short story because it's a kid's book.
Yeah.
We don't want to give away the ending.
No.
So Murray goes off, meets the seagull and helps him out. That's the premise of the book.
That's the premise of the book. So the message is kindness and helping your mate, but there's a little kicker at the end. So if you can get a kicker in a 16-page kid's book, we've managed to work that in. So we don't want to give too much away, but we wonder whether Jensen the Seagull is really telling the truth.
Great names, by the way. Now, Murray is actually based on Murray the Budgie.
Yeah.
Your kid's budgie who flew the coop.
Yeah, he did fly the coop. We had him flying around the lounge room, just having a bit of fun and stretching his wings a little bit. And our youngest Jensen left the door open, and bang, he was gone.
Yeah, right.
So out goes Murray, and we had an hour or so looking around the reserve near our house, trying to find him in vain, and probably knowing deep down we probably weren't going to find him.
Yeah.
Three very upset kids.
Yeah.
So to make them feel better about themselves again, I sat down and wrote a series of books about what Murray's doing now he's in the wild.
There you go. So Murray goes on his adventures. He helps out the seagull. Now, I'm assuming if this one goes well, you want to continue them?
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's 10 written.
Oh, well, you've actually already written 10.
They're already written.
Well, I suppose they're only, what, how long?
They're only little books.
Yeah.
Only 16 pages.
I tell you what, the illustration is magnificent.
Oh, mate, the illustration. MK Perring, a WA artist, has done those. She has really brought it to life, hasn't she? So you've seen the soft copy.
Yes, I have.
And printed it off.
Oh, the blues and yellows are just beautiful.
And she's just done a fantastic job. And, I mean, I've never met her, of course. I sent her a little photo of the bluff.
Yeah.
And said, I want it based loosely on this. Sent her a photo of a yellow and blue budgie.
Yeah.
And wow. Is all I can say. It's just he's brought it to life.
All right, so when's it in stores?
So in stores on the 17th of November.
All right, Murray and the Seagull. I love it. And good for you, mate. That's, well, it's the start of a whole new career. Who knows?
Well, you never know.
Got to start somewhere.
You've got to start somewhere. So we'll see how we go getting these other 9 done. And there's a couple of other projects in the wings as well. So we could be writing for a long time yet.
Yeah, right. Well, I look forward to reading the continuing adventures of Murray the Budgie. And I must say that for parents, okay, it's for little ones. And it does have a happy ending.
It does have a happy ending.
All right, so things happen. And Murray works it out, solves the problem, and it's a happy ending.
Yep, everybody wins in the end.
And hopefully kids go to sleep.
Yep, that's the plan anyway.
Beautiful. Nice to see you, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, Darren.